This is In the Loop from Manhattan Life. Here is your host.
Hello, my name is Earl Baxter, Director of Agent Experience and Sales Enablement with Manhattan Life. Today, we are discussing unlocking growth within your book of business. As agents, you are constantly told to find more leads. And while new business leads will always matter, there's a question every producer should ask. What if your next sale is already sitting in your book of business? Today, I want to talk about one of the most overlooked growth opportunities in our industry, knowing your book, mining your data, and uncovering opportunities that are already yours. Let's discuss the hidden problem. Most agents have valuable client information. The problem is you can't see it. Your policyholder data is often organized by policy instead of by client. So instead of seeing John Smith with three products and a major life event approaching, you see policy A, policy B, and policy C sitting in different reports. That makes it difficult to answer some very basic questions. Who only has one product? Who is approaching Medicare age? Who hasn't been contacted in years? Who is eligible for an upgrade? Which clients represent the biggest cross-sell opportunities? The information exists, the opportunities exist, but it's hidden. I am here to argue that your book is full of free leads. Think about it. These aren't cold prospects. These aren't internet leads. These are people who already know you, trust you, and have purchased from you before. If someone owns a Classic or Classic Plus plan, what other protection needs might they have? Can they afford to upgrade to an elite plan? If someone only owns a Medicare supplement, do they need dental, vision, hearing, hospital indemnity, or home health care coverage? If a client purchased a policy 3 years ago and never heard from you again, what opportunity exists simply by making a phone call? Many agents spend thousands of dollars searching for prospects while overlooking hundreds of existing clients who may need additional solutions. Your book isn't just a list of past sales, it's a pipeline. What does data mining actually mean? When people hear data mining, they sometimes think complicated spreadsheets and technology. But at its core, data mining simply means looking for patterns and opportunities. For example, you might discover that 50% of your clients only own one policy. That's your cross-sell universe. You might identify clients turning 65 within the next year. Now you have a targeted outreach campaign. You might find policyholders who are eligible for product upgrades, or clients who haven't reviewed their coverage in years. When your data is organized correctly, opportunities become visible. And once they're visible, they become actionable. So, how do we effectively organize the data? We do so by leveraging technology and AI. This is where technology becomes a force multiplier. Today, data analytics tools and AI can review thousands of policy records in seconds. Instead of manually sorting spreadsheets, AI can identify single policy clients, upgrade opportunities, age-based life cycle events, cross-selling candidates, or high-value clients deserving a personalized outreach. Technology doesn't replace the advisor, it simply helps the advisor know where to focus. Instead of guessing who to call next, you have a roadmap. Let's talk about how we can turn these insights into revenue. The real value isn't in the data, the value is in the action. A successful strategy might start with phase one, immediate revenue opportunities such as product upgrades and cross-sell campaigns. Phase two, a targeted outreach to single product clients and age-based lifecycle opportunities. And phase three, building stronger relationships with your highest value clients through annual reviews and personalized service. These small efforts across an existing client base can generate significant growth without adding a single new lead source. All right, so in closing, I'll leave you with this. The agents who grow the fastest aren't always the ones generating the most leads. They're the ones maximizing the relationships they already have. Your book of business isn't just a record of where you've been, it's a roadmap to where your future growth will come from. So before you spend money chasing the next lead, take a closer look at the clients you already serve. You may discover that your biggest opportunity has been sitting there all along. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Manhattan Life, standing by you since 1850.